So I'll ask one last time. How's the Josh? How's the Josh? How's the Josh? Very good. Okay. So how many of you remember the three D's that we discussed on the first day? So we discussed about devotion, dedication, and discipline. So I hope each one of you got an opportunity at least to get a glimpse of at least one of those. So to start with, I just wanted to give you a glimpse of what does it take to organize this kind of a program. Is that okay? And then we will listen from each one of you. I mean, whoever wants to share. The number of departments that we have, we are about 75 of us who have taken off from our regular work, have come here to organize the program. And the different departments are railways. There's a brother who actually stayed there in the station for two complete days so that he could facilitate all the travel, whether it is 2 a.m. in the morning or 12 in midnight or afternoon 2 p.m., he was there. We have accommodation, big department, and we also have lift for which the brothers help in ferrying the elderly up and down. And the most important, the roti sabzi department. We have mothers who come all the way from Noida and their day starts at 3:45. They finish Amrit Vela, then they do the sabzi, then they do the roti in the morning so that we get our breakfast. And then they go back, do it so that we get our lunch, and again in the evening so that we have it for our dinner. And a very big group of brothers and sisters from all over India for dining, because we have to manage multiple dining halls and make sure that we are all well fed. And a lot of background work goes behind the scenes in the office in terms of printing the stuff or arranging the material for the yesterday's session. So that's another big group of people who manages the office. And you saw the brothers doing the managing the laptop, video and audio. And we also have this is in addition to all the brothers and sisters who full-time are here at Gyan Sarovar. That's a big, big hand for all of them, because they tirelessly serve program after program, and I don't think you would have seen anybody getting irritated or frustrated or saying, aisa kyun hai, waisa kyun hai. You know, that is why I was saying on the first day, for us, from externally, this is an organization, but internally, this is the yagya. And what we do, what they do is not work, but seva and self-tapasya. And we have sound department, and we also have a good group of people helping us with our tea and coffee and biscuits, because they have to ferry the glasses and ferry them back, and also the tea, coffee, biscuits, get them here in time so that as soon as we go out, they are ready and we don't have to say, mera chai kaha hai, mera biscuit kaha hai. I don't think anybody had to complain. So that's a very big group, and yes, all of you, because without you, what's the use of we being here? So a very big clap for each one of you. So now is the opportunity for us to listen to you. You have heard us for 2.5 days. We would like to listen to what you have to say. We have two mics here so that you don't have to, again, climb up and down. And just only one suggestion. Is there a fix? Please be brief. That's the only request. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. I'm representing Resurgent India. I'm a director of the company. Although I was not feeling well last 3 days, still I try to attend this program. This was excellent, excellent, excellent. I have no other word to say, except to say excellent for that. Walaji has managed the program very nicely. He's expert in that, and he given us opportunity that we can interact between ourselves And we have learned so many things. I'm just telling you as an organization, what Shivani Bhan had told, that after 7 p.m., we should not disturb our staff. I used to disturb them by 9, 10, any time. Now I have taken a sankalp that I will not disturb thereafter. For that, I also got a feeling that your self-thought can be very useful. How you feel, how you act, that also play very important roles in your life. I think Suraj Bhai was excellent. I can name everybody, because Shivani Bhan, Deepa Bhan, and above all, Balaji was excellent. So I must appreciate, beside that, I am expressing my gratitude toward my friend Mr. Neeraj, who always helped me to come to this program and share something. I am thankful to you. I express my gratitude for such a beautiful program for 3 days, and we will try to implement in our daily life also. Thank you very much.
ओम शांति. मैंने इस प्रोग्राम का रजिस्ट्रेशन वैसे 2 महीने पहले कराया हुआ था, बट बिफोर 2 डेज बिफोर आई वाज सपोज टू कम हियर, देयर वाज सम ऑफिशियल एंगेजमेंट एंड आई थॉट टू कैंसिल दिस प्रोग्राम, थिंकिंग दैट दिस गोइंग टू अफेक्ट माय डिलीवरेबल फॉर द ऑफिस, बट फाइनली आई डिसाइडेड टू कम हियर. एंड After being here for 3 days, I'm confident that whatever I was supposed to do, I'll be doing it in time and in a better way than I could have done there by not coming here. The 3 days movement has been a moment of introspection for me, that what I am and what I should be and how I can make my own life better and my life better at the workplace and my family life and my friends' life. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Ram. I have come from Hyderabad. This is my second time I'm here. The first one was not that much into my mind, but this one actually did go well into my mind. And good thing is I'm able to get this knowledge myself, and also I'm able to implement at my workplace. The 2 sessions were given so far, and my company, we're in Hyderabad. The people are taking it and enjoying it. They also like this knowledge. I like to get some of my IT colleagues also to these sessions going forward. And one thing I like to share, really proud to me, I could install or fix about 20 Thought for Today boards, which is actually promoted by Brahma Kumaris. Thought for Today. I request all of you also to put the same one board with 365 thoughts at your workplace. And again, I thank the organizers and everyone here for a beautiful opportunity given to me. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Hello, my name is Ninad. I am part of Trestle Labs, and we are trying to build a more accessible environment for the visually impaired. We were incubated at Digital Impact Square. All of us here, we worked at Digital Impact Square or are still working at Digital Impact Square. So after our work was over, our team kind of started working remotely because the incubation period was over. We didn't stay in office over there. And for me, I used to get a call, we need this done. I used to do what was required. And afterwards, there was very little interaction I had outside. I live in Bandra East, Kalanagar. That place is right now currently going under a lot of construction work. So I don't have friends who live close by either. So for me, staying positive in that environment was very, very, very difficult. I believe what I've learned here from all these sessions so far will definitely help me stay positive. And that is what I'll say is my greatest takeaway from these sessions right now. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Mithul, and I also previously worked at Digital Impact Square. And thank you to Bhanubhai for introducing us to Brahma Kumaris. And this is our second retreat. We also came last year. And I personally very much enjoy being here on the campus. And I especially enjoyed very much the last meditation session in the garden by Brother David. And for me, the greatest takeaway from here is to take control over what I think, generating powerful thoughts every day on what my work is, on the people around me. And that is what I'm going to take from here. Thank you.
Om Shanti. This is Jayesh. We all are from same organization. And I'm the administration head for Digital Impact Square. I head the entire Nasik for my organization. So Balabhai has already thanked everyone. I just want to add one. So we all are thankful to Balabhai and his team, plus under his the many teams who are working. One team we have missed, that is the hygiene team. I have seen a thousand of people visiting here, but all the toilets, they maintain it very well. So please give them a round of applause. In our administration, we always say, Bhojnalay or Sauchalay, theek hai, toh everything is good. Only concentrating on a Bhojnalay, does not matter. I would personally like to thank Bhanu sir here. Recently, I'm an ex-cop, okay? And it's a bit, that too, Mumbai. So, ex-cop speaking like this, it's a bit difficult to understand or, you know, imagine. First few years it was okay because I deployed at BPS, but the new task it was like a mountain came in front of me when I was deployed in the Nasik, wherein I was directly connected with two talented people, young youth, but yes, and the administration like CP and very senior people. It was bit, I was a bit nervous, and one of my mentor has, you know, during travel from Nasik to Mumbai, he told me he shared the thought like difference between humility and inferiority. Difference between humility and inferiority. It was good to hear. I understand, okay, I am not inferior. There is a humility, but yes, I will learn it. Now, ye to seekh liya ki bhai difference hai and I have to improve. What next? It required courage to go and speak. So I would personally like to thank Bhanu sir to giving me that courage, and he started the meditation sessions at our organization, wherein I got that personal link. No, I'm not, you know, less than anyone. I can go and talk. If I have not, you know, done anything wrong, then what is the wrong to go and express the truth? So thank you very much. Secondly, I would personally like to thank Bala sir for two reasons. The first part, this is my second session. I missed to, you know, enroll at the last moment, and Bala sir has blessed me. Thank you so much, sir, for giving me opportunity to be here on a second time. And last time I have attended a session wherein he has shown me, he has really opened my eyes, because I was in a thought, okay, I'm working for 18 hours, I'm working like 19 hours. When I came here, I don't know how many people have attended last retreat, the session what I have attended, digital detox session. It was amazing, like, you know, we are just, you know, mobile. Bala sir always says, like, mobile is for whom? It's for me, or I'm for mobile phone. He, you know, clear that thought, no, it's just the instrument. We don't have to play around with the mobiles. No. Whenever we required it, we have to, you know, we have to look at it. It's not like every after some time, check the diaper of a kid. No, we should not do that. The second thing, sleep. Last time he given a thought, okay, I came at, you know, morning 4 and see, 9 o'clock I'm here. People say like this, but it's not good. I was working till morning 3, 3:30 and again resuming duty 8. I was so enthusiastic, okay, I'm doing it. For a long time I had done it. After attending retreat, I understand that after spending so much of time, nothing is coming out. So thank you, Balabhai. Thank you so much. And I have no words to what to say, but thank you, Nirmala, Didi. And please keep your blessings so that, you know, such a good events will come up and, you know, people like me will come up. Thank you, Balabhai. Thank you. Thank you, Bala, sir.
Om Shanti. My name is Nandana. I'm also from the same organization. And this has been the second time I'm here. And first time when I had come, the whole workshop was so well organized and the information was so much new to me. And in the second time when I have come here, especially like the way it has been crafted and beautifully stitched together, all the session with both theory and how to apply it, the practical component of it. I'm a designer by profession, and I would like to say that we are all focused on designing and helping people and making other people's life a better life and quality of life, but we focus too little on designing our life by ourselves. So this is my greatest takeaway, and thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Hi, you are seeing me second time. My name is Raghav, and I'm really thankful for this event. And firstly, and I would, okay. So, really thankful for Bhanu sir to introduce me to the spirituality. Yeah, spirituality. And one thing I want to say or ask, if we next time, because this is the second time we have enjoyed, next time we want to do seva. So, if we could be helpful in any possible way, we'll be really happy. Thanks.
If you are willing to come a couple of days before, why not?
Om Shanti, everyone. These 3 days were a truly awakening experience for me. The 3 days, you experience a different kind of environment. You are close to nature. You wake up early at 4:30. You meditate. And the connection with nature is really amazing. And you get a chance to be apart from the regular chaos that you go during your daily life and align yourself towards what is right at the world. So one of the interesting session that the workshop that we had over here on what is right with the world. So it was really an awakening experience, and it gives you an opportunity to see the world and see the things in a different perspective. So yeah. That is one of the interesting things that I learned from these 3 days. Yeah. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Jay. I am also from the same organization, and I was working with the Trisil Labs. So this is my second time as well. So for the first time, when we, you know, registered the form, we asked the sir, we were curious about it, like how was it, what is it, and he showed some videos and gave some like ice-breaking sessions and all. But this time we were so eager that we asked the sir, when is the form is coming? So we bombarded the message, okay, sir, send us the form. So yeah, it was an amazing session, and it will keep recharging me till the next time when I reach. So thank you to the Nirmala Dadi, all the facilitators, speakers, and organizers. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Before, I'm Natraj from Hyderabad. Before coming here, I was like, I am in second floor or first floor or something like that, with a lot of negative thoughts, or getting influenced by others' thoughts. So after coming here, myself, I feel like I went to up to 10th floor, where we have all these blessings of God and blessed by nature and very good atmosphere. And here, lot of takeaways. Here I learned many things like to be clear in our thoughts. Vision should be clear, and connectivity to God. These are all the things which I took, I'm taking away along with me. Thank you.
Om Santi. Hello everybody. This is Ghanshyam here. So by this retreat, what I come to understand is a complete transformation in me. My take, even I have attended one more session in Jaipur, Bangalore, that has given me the first instance of understanding the importance of retreat and importance of Brahma Kumari. And some of also I had understand through the awakening of Brahma Kumari. But while coming over here, undergone 3 days of retreat, has given a complete transformation in me. Now I understood, like we have received so much of stuff from the society. Now it's our turn to give back to the society with our as much as we can do. So thank you so much to the whole organizer. Special thank to Shivani Didi, Suraj Bhai, Nirmala Didi, and all Geeta Ben from the Bangalore, who has basically given us a chance to, you know, understand the importance of this retreat. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. My name is Vani. I am associated from Brahma Kumari from past 3 years. I thank to Shiv Baba, Nirmala Didi, Shivani Behen, Suraj Bhai, Balkishwar Brother, Deepa Behen, other all facilitator, and whoever support us, I thank to them. And we have to implement whatever we are taking away. So I promise myself that I have to implement, I have to do self-transform, then only the world transform. Thank you.
Hello. Om Shanti. Dais pe virajman Nirmala Didi, Bala Bhai, aur Shivani Behen, jo aap dais pe nahi hain, aap sabon ka main hardik dhanyavad deta hoon. Main apni sirf ek story bataunga, how I came here. It was a blessing for me when I was transferred in my company from Jaipur to Allahabad, that is Prayagraj today. 2015, I was transferred to Prayagraj, and I was not ready to go there. Being in Rajasthan, Pink City, I was never ready. But it was my job, it was my compulsion, and I had to go. But it was a blessing for me in disguise. I came in contact with that Manorama Didi and all sisters, brothers there, and right from 2015 to till date, they were also trying that you should go there, you should come here, and we were already having so many programs locally there. So this program was being organized, and one of my colleague who is already associated with this Brahma Kumaris, he approached me, sir, I think you should now go. Earlier, I had made the program, but because of office exigency, I could not come. This time, I must tell that I got superannuation from my company on this 31st of March only, and now I was free. So that was really a very good luck, and it was a blessings of God only. The last session, which was on power of blessings of God, so I think we were blessed with the God's blessings that we came here. The surrounding, the people, all divine souls and angels, what we call and what we give the name, it will definitely change my life. Earlier I was saying others that they are not improving, they are not changing. Now it's the time when I have to change, my family has to change, and then I need not worry for others. If I change, world will definitely change. That is my takeaway from this place. And it is really a very good place. And although it is my first this thing, if I am given the opportunity to do the seva, even if I am told to come 2-3 days before, I am ready. given the opportunity. Thank you.
Om Shanti to all of you. And I am also associated with same company, Indian Oil, Allahabad. And I associated with Brahma Kumari before 2 years. I was just watching the TV Awakening with Brahma Kumari, and I was just watching Sister Shivani and Suresh Obrai. And on that day, my spouse and I decided to go to the local center. First of all, I find in the internet that where is the location of Brahma Kumari local center. Then I went to local center in Allahabad. Then I started my journey in Brahma Kumari. And now I will talk about the SIT 2019 program. It was so nice and so knowledgeful for us. And since morning at 4:30, Suraj Bhai Sahib started my day. And after that, Sujata Vahan then do the exercise for energizing for us. And then after Silu Bahan, Silu Didi, she also give some idea, some huge award, the history of the Brahma Kumari. And then after Shivani Bahan, Bala Bhai Sahib, all this.
If you aap pura nahi manenge to bahut hai. Aap yahan se kya le ja rahe hain uske bare mein humko bataiye.
Just I am getting from here that which I have learnt here, I will use in my workplace and in my family, in my relatives, in my friends. That's all. Thank you for Nirmala Didi and Bala Kishor Bhai, Bhanu Bhai, and all the team members in the SIT 2019. Thank you.
Om Shanti. मैं भी इन लोगों के साथ एक ही शत आए हैं, एक ही कंपनी से, इंडियन ऑयल कॉर्पोरेशन. बट मैं रिटायर्ड हो चुका है नवंबर में. मेरे को इधर के बारे में तो पहले पता नहीं था, लेकिन बाद में जब मेरा कलीग हम मेरे को इस बारे में बताया तो मैं इंटरेस्ट हुए थे और मैं आ गया. मेरे को बहुत अच्छा लगा. एक्चुअली वी हैव self development, we have trained from our organization self development, but here self development self development as well as world development, this type of thinking, this type of message what I am taking from this place, I will change as well as world will change. This message I will carry and I will deliver to my society, to my family, to my friends. Thank you.
My name is Vijay Gandhi. I am attending this program first time. Thanks to Samir, because of him I am attending this program. Straight to point, I am going here with message, Purane Samskar Ko Mitana Hai. Purane Samskar Ko Mitana Hai. I started my career at the age of 18. I created a company of 600 employees. Always I chase perfectionist, and because of perfectionist chasing, we created a lot of anger. We lose a lot of pleasantness. And somewhere job is getting boring, and definitely this program has given me lesson, teach me lesson how to improve further. Thank you for organizer. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Sanjay Chauhan, and thank you for giving an opportunity. यहाँ पे 3 दिन आने के बाद I think change my life, and यहाँ से मैं बहुत अच्छी चीजें लेके जा रहा हूँ जो कि मैं apply करूँगा अपनी life में. And thank you for all, and thank you for Monica. Thank you.
Om Shanti. First of all, I would like to thank Monica ma'am, who actually gave the information about the seminar happening. So I believe that every day we have, like every day there is something chaotic happening in our life, and we just keep moving on and still saying that there's something missing in our lives. And we just don't concentrate in and take a step back to analyze what is actually missing. But when you come here and, you know, you wake up in the morning, do meditation, and attend the lectures that everyone has given, you actually get to realize that what you're actually looking, you have to look inside of yourself, to work upon yourself, and that's how you can move forward in life. So I think that was very enlightening, and that was actually very peaceful and joyful, and everything that we would like to take back and give everyone else. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, all the mentors. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Santosh. I'm from Bangalore, working in Hyderabad. First of all, with this heavenly experience, I don't know how to express my opinion, because there is no word to express this wonderful experience. So there is a takeaway from my side. Is one is how to be detached, and second one is non-judgmental awareness. So this is two very well experienced, followed by daily mesmerizing and then soothing music, a lot of positivity rays, you know, was passed on. Being here is a wonderful opportunity. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Didi, Nimala, and Bala, and everyone associated with the wonderful organizing this program. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. My name is Amit. मैं यहाँ से सिर्फ एक ही संकल्प लेके जा रहा हूँ कि मुझे सतयुग की स्थापना करनी है. I need to help my supreme father. अभी आज सिस्टर शिवानी ने बोला कि हम सबको मंडे ट्यूसडे जाना है, ऑफिस में जाना है, और वहां पे वैलीज में माया इंतजार कर रही है. मैं जब फर्स्ट टाइम यहाँ पे 2017 में आया था, देन आई स्टार्टेड फॉलोइंग एवरीथिंग, मॉर्निंग अर्ली मॉर्निंग 4 o'clock मेडिटेशन एंड एवरीथिंग, शाम को जल्दी सो जाना. इट रियली वर्क, बट माया क्या है, आपके टेस्ट लेती रहती है. जब वो आपके टेस्ट लेती है तो कई बार रियल एग्जाम आता है, कई बार यूनिट टेस्ट आते हैं. तो एक साल बाद बहुत बड़ा एग्जाम आया, एंड दैट टाइम आई रियली फेल्ड दैट टाइम. सो दैट टाइम आई रियलाइज कि कुछ कमी है. तो इसलिए दिस लीडरशिप 2.0 वॉज रिक्वायर्ड इन माई लाइफ, एंड इट रियली चेंज माई कंसेप्ट, एडेड वैल्यूज इन माई थॉट्स ऑन वेरी फर्स्ट डे. और मेरे को मंडे ट्यूजडे का इंतजार नहीं है, मेरा यूनिट लेवल टेस्ट हो चुका है. छोटा सा एक्सपीरियंस है, सैटरडे मॉर्निंग, मतलब कई बार रियल लाइफ टेस्ट नहीं होते आपके, कई बार सपनों में भी टेस्ट हो जाते हैं. तो सैटरडे मॉर्निंग 4 o'clock अगेन व्हेन आई वाज अबाउट टू वेक अप, तो उस टाइम पे एक टेस्ट हुआ, सेम सिचुएशन जो लास्ट ईयर थी वही सेम सिचुएशन मेरे सामने आई. एंड देन अगेन आई स्टार्टेड क्राइंग और एंगर, और वो आना स्टार्ट भी हो गया. सपने में ये रियलाइज हुआ कि नहीं यार, तूने 2.0 कॉन्फ्रेंस अटेंड कर ली है. आई टुक अ स्टेप बैक एंड देन गॉट द एनर्जी फ्रॉम द गॉड एंड देन सॉल्व द सिचुएशन. सो दिस रिट्रीट इज वेरी यूजफुल. सो नेक्स्ट टाइम आई विश आई कुड अटेंड दिस रिट्रीट एज अ सेवाधारी. थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू मैम.
Om Shanti. It's quite incidental. Nirmala Dadi, main mila tha aapse, aapke blessings liya tha kal, that I am here. I'm not from IT industry. Neither me or my wife is a sevadhari, nor we are samarpit. 3-4 din sarkari, main प्रमोद अग्रवाल, मैं सरकारी दफ्तर में ब्यूरोक्रेट हूं. मेरी वाइफ ने कहा 3-4 दिन तुम्हारी छुट्टी है, गुड फ्राइडे सैटरडे संडे, लेट्स गो. सी इज अटैच टू लोकल सेंटर इन जबलपुर. सी गोज, मुझे एक बार एक बड़ा फंक्शन हुआ था दादी रतन मोहिनी जी का जबलपुर में, तो मुझे जाने का मौका लगा 1-2 घंटे के लिए. And that was a change of perspective in my life as a leader. Abhi bhi jab main aaya, not for this program, halaki enrollment kara liya tha, Jabalpur Center ne mere naam se. Lekin jab program mein maine dekha leadership 2.0, maine kaha something for me. And then I attended sessions I was looking for. There are a lot of things for a leader to understand. But my takeaway, thanks to Bala Bhai, thanks to Banu Bhai, Gita Didi, those who have organized, that a leader is not one who leads, but a leader is one who follows. Leader is not one who leads, leader is one who follows. That I might take away. That I am the last to speak, I am last to decide, I am last to eat, last to take a final call. That is last. That's leader is one who follows. And the next second takeaway, the leader is one who changes first himself. That is, change starts from himself or herself. These are my two takeaways. Thank you everyone. Thank you Didi Nimadita.
ओम शांति. आई एम खोबालकर. जैसे आज शिवानी दीदी ने बताया कि पहले यहां से वहां जाते, बट आई केम हियर इन 2003. फ्रॉम देयर फर्स्ट टाइम आई एम अटेंडिंग दिस साइट. आई एम एग्जीक्यूटिव मेंबर इन SEW, साइंटिस्ट एंड इंजीनियर्स वी, एंड आई हैव अटेंडेड नंबर ऑफ सेमिनार वी ऑर्गेनाइज रादर. आई एम ऑन दिस साइट. सो फर्स्ट टाइम आई हैव कम इन IT. लास्ट टाइम आई मेट यशवंत भाई एंड गुप्ता जी. They made me member of IT wing also. And jo takeaway, I wanted to see how these youngsters, in this seminar I found 90-10. 10 is senior citizen and 90% is youngsters. Whereas in most of the seminars we find it is reverse. It is very difficult to get the youngsters, which is the aim of most of our organizers. So thanks to Bala Bhai and his team of 75 members, I think they are mixed with all youngsters and they could bring everybody here. Second thing is paperless arrangements, that the QR code and everything is really appreciable, and we would like to implement in our seminars also. And I am also available in peace of mind. Some of my discourses are there. So I would also like to be involved more and more in IT wing. Thank you.
Om Shanti. This is my first retreat here, and what I felt here was that all of us keep looking for God. We go to Kedarnath, Badrinath, Kumbh. We want to take a holy dip in rivers. But just by sitting here, we found God. And not only we found God, we made Him our companion, our friend, our father. And if He is there, He is the ocean of love, peace, strength, everything. And if He is there with us, so we are also a master ocean of love and peace. And our destiny is in our hand. So nobody can disturb my peace of mind, my happiness. It's all with me. I just have to keep connection with God, and that's it. And special thanks to all the organizers, speakers, the kitchen department, the accommodation department, and even the people who are taking such good care of the cleanliness, all the utensils, all the accommodation, everything is so neat and clean. Thank you so much. And special thanks to Neeraj Bhai for bringing us here. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
And when you are leaving, please don't forget to leave your lanyards at the reception, because we want to reuse it for next year.
Om Shanti. My name is Behzad and I'm part of the thinkright.me app. I have been meditating since I was a 16-year-old, but these last 3 days have kind of tied up a lot of loose ends that had not really made that complete full circle for me. My chief takeaway essentially is, it comes up in a form of words, and I'm just going to say it as I know it. You sow a thought, you reap an action. You sow an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a destiny. So a huge, huge thank you to the organizers and thinkright.me for this opportunity, one that I'm going to carry with me for a very long time. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. My name is Unnati. I'm not an IT person. My husband is an IT engineer. I'm a CA. Actually, for my child, I had took a break for my CA career. And I have taken a break of 7 years. But since my break, I have been told that you are a CA. Then also you are a break. You are a CA. Then also you are on a break. You should not do and all these professionals. So I did Raj Yoga for that before 5.5 years in Borivali. And actually before that I started working for 4 months. But my baby was not comfortable, so I continued my break. But since then I was listening all this kind of things. So I did Raj Yoga. And seriously, I think my step was justified. And with this 3-day seminar, I could realize that whatever I'm doing, it's right. I have taken a right decision. Actually, because of 3-day seminar, I could confirm myself that whatever I'm doing is right and my destiny I will create at any time. That confidence I took from here. And I listened to Shivani Didi from last 10 to 12 years. Earlier in Sanskar channel, Peace of Mind channel was not there. So since then, I was not knowing Brahma Kumari's nothing. I just listened to her every day. And taking some of the things when I was very small, then also I taking some of the good things. Then after, before 5 years, I did Raj Yoga and all these things. So in many of the videos, they are taking that here, the peace is there. There is no anger, no jealousy. And I wanted to feel that. And that's why I wish to come here. And seriously, believe me, I really felt no jealousy is there. In the early morning, I just requested and she agreed, yeah, you go away. I requested for something, yeah, it's okay. So seriously, there is no jealousy, no anger, no negativity. It's all about positive things. And we love that. And we will surely try to follow that in our personal life also. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I didn't came here, Baba brought me here. So thank you, Baba, so much for bringing me here and filling with me with the information, the knowledge, how to bring transformation in myself, to work on my thought level and create my own destiny of my choice, and then finally to become an instrument of Baba. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Be the last brother, because Didi would also like to share her thoughts.
Om Shanti. So I will take 1 minute or 2 minutes, okay? And I'm going to tell how I came here, joined to Brahma Kumari, this and all. So last year, International Yoga Day, in office they contacted. So that time I went with my own interest, and there the person who teach yoga, he did 45 minutes and then he told finally meditation 10 minutes. Then final word he said about something about Om Shanti. Okay. Then why I started thinking about why he told Om Shanti word. So okay, yoga he teach and the meditation, okay. I feel really in that meditation what the way he teach and on. And then, so I started searching, so what is the meaning of Om Shanti? And 3 or 4 months I told to my friend, you also come and join, the yoga class is very nice and the meditation also very good. And after 3 months, we found the center. Unfortunately, we found the center. And there I went and there also Om Shanti something. So, okay, we not asked the person where you, he told heart of living, something he told. Then we found that, this is the right place to learn about the spirituality, and it's really need nowadays to all human beings. And one more thing I would like to share. So here there is a lot of things to do, like to avoid our weakness or to improve our weakness. So food, everything. But if we apply all at one time, it won't work. It work only 1 week or 2 weeks. So I am telling about my things. Okay, and the same would be useful for others also. So apply one thing 1 week and experience it how it was, and then apply one more thing, food, and start accepting the people and respecting the people, like that, one by one, what we learned about 3 days. So that really you I believe you will get a very good experience when you start doing. And and one more thing, like I would like to thank all brothers and sisters and sevadaris, whatever the arrangements, everything is fantastic and awesome it was. So just thank you once again.
Om Shanti. It is good that you all have taken a lot of benefit in only these 3 days. And I got the comment that all of you have been good students, not wandering around. Because some of the programs in the wings are shivirs. Most of the guests are wandering around. Half the guests would be wandering around. Some people will be coming from Shantivan to mountain. Somebody will be here and there. But all of you have been good students, and that's good. And listening to your experiences, I can see some of you have been already students for few years in Brahma Kumaris. But how many haven't done the meditation course so far? Will you raise your hand? So there are few who haven't done meditation course. Here you got little bit of taste of what is meditation, what is the lifestyle we can create with this meditation. So I hope that those who haven't done course can do the course, and those who have already done course but are not regular student, I hope they go to the center at least once or twice a week to refresh themselves. Because what I say is, we eat our meals at least 3 times a day. We get time to eat meals. But when it comes to meditate or study, they say, oh, I don't have time. Brahma Baba used to, if anybody used to say, I'm too busy, I can't meditate, then Baba used to ask, do you have time to eat your meals? If you have time to eat your meals, because 3 meals, minimum you take 45 minutes to 1 hour. Sometimes I find our dining area, people are sitting for 45 minutes minimum. So we get time to eat our meals. But why don't we have time to give food to our mind? So if we are clear that this is the food for my mind, this is the energy for my soul, then naturally you will spare some time. Because I have heard experiences of quite a few professionals. Before they started course, they say, no time. Then once they started having good experience, they started finding time, and managing their time properly and getting better result in their life. And so, by meditating, your efficiency will increase, your relationship with your family, colleagues will increase, and your zeal and enthusiasm in the life will increase. You will enjoy your life. Otherwise, most of the people, when we ask them, hello, how are you? Oh, we are carrying on. So they are just pushing themselves in this iron age society. So to create golden age society, we have to not study but transform ourselves. Because if we all become divine being rather than human being, then you'll find Bharat will become heaven again. And that was the dream of Mahatma Gandhiji. And that dream will be fulfilled by Supreme Soul Shiva, the Heavenly Godfather, through us. We have to be the helpers of God, because unless we change, God also can't change the world. So it is responsibility of each one of us to help God so that we can be helped. Because in this Iron Age society, everywhere you'll find there is sorrow. And in the golden age society, everybody will be healthy, wealthy and happy. So it's time to establish that new world, and it is time for us to give finger of cooperation. Om Shanti.